Hi, I'm Sabina Murray, and I'm here to talk about my new book, Tales of the New World, which takes its inspiration from explorers. I first got interested in explorers when I was researching another book, Carnivore's Inquiry, and I had this desire in that book to kind of peel off and do these little asides, separate stories, kind of tangential stories. And Carnivore's Inquiry kind of has this cannibalism, new world, defining of other theme that runs through it. So as I was researching that, I kept finding these stories about explorers, which kind of fed into what I considered to be the body of the work. After I was done with that book, I still had some stories that I hadn't had a chance to develop, and they kind of just sat there and bothered me. And then as I started researching explorers just as a way of figuring out what their tales meant in how we form history, I started finding other stories, other characters there that I didn't know about before. And they were all interesting subjects to spend some time with. And then I started wondering about what it meant to be an explorer. Is an explorer somebody who just goes somewhere alien to them, or somewhere alien in general? And of course, every place that we go to on our Earth is not going to be alien to other people. So I ended up with characters like Chekhov, because Chekhov spent some time on the island of Sakhalin. And of course, there were indigenous people there. So that story ends up being about what it means to be indigenous. And then I have a story about Jim Jones, because, you know, in a moment of a very strange moment of American history, we have Jim Jones going off and colonizing Guyana, you know, with all of his friendly worshippers to set up their own nation there. So it just, it seemed like a really interesting way of lensing history and human experience to look at definitions of exploration and different peripheral and well-known explorers. The one who I really had fun researching and learning more about was Mary Kingsley, who is a Victorian woman from an eminent Victorian family. She's the niece of Charles Kingsley, who's a very well-known writer. Her father was a writer, and he was an adventurer in his own merit. And Mary Kingsley grows up in this very kind of stuffy Victorian childhood. And then at some point in time, her parents die and she finds herself liberated from all of that. And she ends up exploring the Congo. And it's not only the first woman to be exploring the Congo, she's the first white person to be exploring the Congo. And she's the first person to really do it without religion. She decides that she doesn't want to be a missionary. But you need some kind of profession to liberate you to be able to go on these wild adventures, particularly as a woman. So she decides she's going to become a merchant. And so she carries tobacco and alcohol, and she goes into the jungle in her long woolen skirts and her Victorian boots and slogs through the mud, and is the first non-native Congolese person to show up there and do this. I found her stuff very, very interesting. And it's funny because most of the explorers I have in there, unless it's somebody kind of peripheral like Jim Jones or Chekhov, everybody will have heard of everyone except for Mary Kingsley. The whole idea that maybe there was nothing left to explore is a very depressing thought to me. So how to make it seem contemporary, how to make it seem that something that we would be inspired by in our day-to-day lives or find intriguing, you know, what it would be to be a person coming up against these unknowns. How to make that feel like a contemporary phenomenon. That, to me, was probably the most challenging. I feel kind of liberated by being able to write about people whose lives are completely alien to me. I always find that very interesting. It's a problem, but because it's a problem that remains interesting, it's not what I would consider difficulty. Difficulty is when something loses interest to me. But because it was very... It really was, you have to go imagination first when you're thinking about what it is to be a Victorian woman or what it would be like to be, you know, Chekhov going to Sakhalin. That's what keeps it interesting, and that's what makes it easy to go to the desk every day and just spend 4 hours with your, you know, historically researched yet imaginary friends.